Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shabbos, Perik Yudalit, Mishnah Beis. Einois and Hilmi b'Shabbos, you're not allowed to make pickling brine on Shabbos. What's this? Well, they would take a mixture of water, oil, and salt. Actually, first they would put the salt in a container, then add water. When you had a strong mixture of salt water, they would add a little bit of oil to give it taste. And then they would use it to pickle vegetables, or like soak the vegetables inside. Now Chazal asked her to prepare this on Shabbos because it looks like he's pickling foods to preserve it. Therefore, Zakta Mishnah once again, Ein Oisin Hilmi b'Shabbos. You can't make this pickling brine on Shabbos. That's only if you're making a lot of it. Because they used to make a lot of this in order to soak the vegetables in it, and that's so the vegetables would last longer. Avul Bat says the Mishnah Vayter, Oisu es mei hamelach. You can just make a little salt water, v'toivul behen pitoi, and then dip his bread into it, v'noisu letecha tamshol, and then add it to food that was cooked. Amar Rabbi Yaisi says, I don't understand. Is Hilmi mutter or is it aser? So you're telling me a lot is aser and a little is mutter? Well, like, who Hilmi? But it's the same pickling brine. Bein meruba, whether you have a large amount, or bein muyet, or you have a small amount. Rabbi Yaisi was concerned that people shouldn't say, well, if you do a lot of malach, it's aser, but if you only do a little, it's mutter. We can't have that. So therefore, Rabbi Yaisi says, no, whether a lot or a little, it's aser. Does this mean I could never prepare some salt water to me to dip my bread in on Shabbos? No, be Eluhin mei melech hamutarin. Rather, this is the mutterdika way, the permissible way to make salt water. Noisein shemen batchila. You start out by putting the oil into the water before you put the salt. Remember we explained before the normal process of making hilmi? You put salt in a container. You added the water, you had a good mixture of salt water, and then they knew exactly just how much oil to add afterwards. Well, here we're going to do it in the opposite order. See, in order for this pickling juice or pickling brine to be mamish strong, you have to first mix the salt and the water, get a strong salt water, and then add the oil. If you're going to put in the oil before the salt or before the water, the oil is going to prevent the salt and the water to really mix properly in a strong fashion. So Zakhtar B'Yaisi, you know how you can do it on Shabbos so that you don't have mamish the strong pickling brine and therefore it's mutter? Noisein shemen batchila, put the oil first, letaycha mayim, into the water, oil letaycha melech, or into the salt. In other words, either you put the oil into the water before you put the salt, or you put the oil in first into salt before you add the water. Either way, it's not going to be the regular pickling brine because the salt and the water aren't mixing together properly. The oil is stopping it and therefore would be mutter on Shabbos. So once again, what did we learn in this Mishnah? Chazal were concerned with making pickling brine on Shabbos. And the reason is, it's similar to the malacha of tanning hide. And that's why it fits in after the previous Mishnah, where we learned about hides, where we learned about skins. So you can't make the special pickling juice on Shabbos. The Chachamim say that the issue is only if you're making a lot of it, not if you're making a little. Rabbi Yaisi says, since when is there a difference whether you do a lot or a little? The way they would be mutter is if you don't make it right. And that would be by somehow the oil getting in the way between the water and the salt. In other words, either it's water, oil, and then salt, or salt, oil, and then water. Point being, as long as you don't have the water and the salt together first, you don't have the type of pickling brine, which is aser on Shabbos.